Concerns about intelligence mask more important questions about the U.S. future in Iraq, so says news analyst Daniel Shore.
President Bush defended his decision to order the deletion of 28 pages, presumably dealing with Saudi Arabia, from the 900-page report of a joint congressional committee on the events leading up to 9/11. In the face of protests from Congress and from Saudi Arabia, the president said the censorship was to protect sources and methods. But the flap over the 28 pages may be serving another purpose. In intelligence lingo, sources has to do with undercover operatives, and methods has to do with technical means of spying. Congress gets access to intelligence secrets on the understanding that it will not reveal anything the executive calls sources and methods. That usually means blacking out a line or a paragraph or two. But banning a whole 28-page section is unusual, and committee members who have read that section call the deletion unwarranted. Yesterday, Saudi Foreign Minister Prince Saud Faisal went to the White House to express directly to Mr. Bush his government's outrage at being unable to respond to allegations of Saudi complicity in the 9/11 attacks. The president turned him down flat. The confrontation, predictably, became a big story in the media. By accident or design, the flap about the past served to divert attention from a flap about the future that was simultaneously in progress on Capitol Hill. At a hearing of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, senators were trying without success to elicit from Budget Director Joshua Bolten and Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz some estimate of the cost in lives and money of continued involvement in Iraq. Irritation was expressed by Republicans and Democrats alike. Even Chairman Richard Lugar, normally an administration supporter, denounced bureaucratic inertia, political caution, and unrealistic expectations about bringing peace and democracy to Iraq. The president at his news conference today seemed more comfortable defending his past decisions on Iraq than facing up to a troubled future. This is Daniel Shore.